I will go ahead and continue with Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are on the road at Utah on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Chris Camerani, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Mike, I'm just wondering, in your estimation, is this the deepest team that you've had since, you know, getting to Pullman?
Since getting to Pullman, we're not really that deep. We've got some good, we play together good. When we're all focused in, we play together pretty good. I think it's the best team I've had. We're still not very deep, but I think our first layer is pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And again, to ask a question, that's star one. Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Luke Falk was one of those players that probably could have gone to the NFL early, but stayed as a senior at Washington State. How do you approach conversations with those kids that about going pro as opposed to staying in school?
Well, almost without exception, they're better off staying in school. And they're nearly always encouraged to do that by the NFL. The NFL doesn't care if you come out this year or next year. They feel like if you're good enough to play in their league, they'll get you anyway. And the more polished you are and the better your chance of making the team, the better your odds of enhancing their product is. So, but almost without exception, it's wiser for someone to stay. And then you just kind of go through that. Like in the case of a quarterback, quarterbacks that come out are at least seldom, don't make it at near the rate that quarterbacks that come out later.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Lynn Worthy, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hello, Coach. I wondered what differences stand out to you when you look at this Utah offense under Coach Troy Taylor compared to some of the past years?
They're still real physical offensively. The biggest difference I see is kind of the characteristics of various players, but they're inclined to throw it a little more. But I think there's some similarity too, because they'll still run the quarterback around some.
To follow up, is the quarterback, I know this is a first year with Tyler Huntley. When you look at him, is there a guy that you would compare him to, or what's your observations of him from what you've seen on film?
Well, I don't have anybody to compare him to. I think he's a pretty good player, though. He's kind of a dual threat guy and, just kind of plays hard and sparks him back there,
Thank you.
Yeah.
And again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question is from Holly Joyce, KSL.
Hi, Coach. I came in a little bit late, so I'm sorry if you've already been asked this question, but I was wondering, what would you say are the biggest challenges going into this game against Utah this weekend?
Nah, they're always real physical on their offensive line and their defensive line. I think, battling those big guys that Utah always has is the toughest part.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Chris Camrani, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Mike, I know you're a big hunter. I'm wondering if you've ever gone hunting out in Utah, considering you spent quite a bit amount of time here.
I haven't done a ton in Utah. I've hunted birds some, and I've fished in Utah.
What were your ideal spots?
I didn't really have a particular spot. I was always going with other people, and I kind of, you know, just went with them and wherever they took me, you know, and that's honestly mostly the kind of hunter I am. If you say, let's go hunting, I'll go with you, you know.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, any last questions here for Coach? All right, easy enough. There you go, Mike. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All righty, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.